don't care what they say. I would never leave and throw it all away. It's my home, it's my sweet home, America. Someone to leave, such a disgrace. They forget the heroes buried in their place. They sacrificed, they gave their lives for America. Wrong or right, but one thing I know, you always keep us safe at night. You are heroes through and through in everything you do. Because of you, we remain safe and free. As we count the stars above, pray God sends His love. And we can't give up on you.
That is Bobby Palermo. Bobby Palermo singing You Are Heroes. It's a song that he's written. And I had the great pleasure and I guess you could say the honor of being with Bobby and a bunch of other people at a Donald Trump rally on Saturday over in Madeira Beach, just off Seminole Boulevard. There were quite a few hundred people there. They had a stage. It was right on the water. And you would have been enjoyed it. They had all of these huge yachts with American flags cruising along and honking. And they had a bunch of the people were standing there on Seminole with their banners and their flags. And people were driving by and honking in solidarity. So, I mean, just judging by the way the people driving right by the park there were acting, and there's a lot of Trump supporters out there. Very hot and humid day. I want to thank Andrew Ceresi, who gave me a ride over there. I was with him and a couple of his buddies, and we really enjoyed the event. Again, it was a Donald Trump rally. And Bobby Palermo has a great song that he is hoping Donald Trump might use. It's called Make America Great Again. We've played it on our show several times. And it's a good song. Bobby's a great singer, and he's also a great writer and very much a patriot. Anyway, good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am indeed Paul Molloy. And along with my buddy Big Ed Davis, thank you for joining us. It is Monday, June the 12th. Wow, the month is rolling along. We have a lot to talk about. In a few minutes, John Berlow of the Competitive Enterprise Institute is going to join us. We're going to talk about the SEC's decision to go after cryptocurrencies, Coinbase. Berlow thinks it's a big threat to the free market and to entrepreneurs. But the Securities and Exchange Commission is trying to regulate them a little bit more. So anyway, we are going to talk with John about that in just a few minutes. And we are going to focus on the federal indictment of Donald Trump for a goodly part of our show. He is charged with hoarding classified documents, keeping them from being handed back to the government. Is it really a serious crime that he has committed? Bill Barr, his former attorney general, thinks it is. But we've got different, let's say, perspectives on that, so stay tuned for that. And San Diego is getting a little tired of these homeless camps. Their government is considering closing down all homeless camps on public property. Now, the question is, can they get away with it? Can they do it? We're going to look into it. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 deadliest diseases worldwide. So stay tuned for that as well. So this is a little disconcerting. I am old enough to remember the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962, when Russia decided to drop a few missiles pointed in the direction of the United States into the Havana area and around and dot the island of Cuba with them. And John F. Kennedy said, get them out, and we're just going to give you a short period of time or you're going to have hell to pay, and they did. Well, the White House over the weekend said that China has had a spy base in Cuba since at least 2019. And Beijing's efforts to expand its intelligence gathering from Cuba is ongoing. Are you getting the idea that China is surveilling us from every possible angle? I think so. We have people here in the United States. We have businesses of China. They are building things next to some of our military bases. They are floating balloons over us with spy equipment in them, and they're over in Cuba. So the White House went on to say that the Biden administration has taken steps to counter Chinese expansion of its security footprint globally. I'm not so sure I'm that confident in Joe Biden clamping down on China very much, to be honest with you. But the statement, which the White House said was based on newly declassified intelligence, is following a Wall Street Journal article that said China and Cuba had reached an agreement in principle to build an electronic eavesdropping station on Cuba. Officials familiar with the matter said that China planned to pay Cuba billions of dollars as part of the deal. So what's going on here? What's going on? We just continue to sort of make excuses for China, don't we? We let the balloon go, that surveillance balloon go all the way across our country. And then once it finished its job, then we shot it down. And they had some excuse. Well, we don't want to hurt anybody if the balloon comes down somewhere. I'm not so sure about that. I can get in one more story, I think, Ed, before we go to break and have John come on. And this has to do with San Diego and their idea, not San Diego, I'm sorry, about our port problems in California. And, you know, the disruption of our West Coast ports, especially in California, is really screwing things up for us right now. Those two major California hubs, Long Beach and Los Angeles, and ongoing labor negotiations have raised concerns about our supply chain and all the troubles that we are having. It's ongoing. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce sent a letter to Biden warning about premeditated and disruptive service activities that are slowing the operations. Hey, things are bad enough with our supply chain. We got to get these products back in the stores. I mean, I'm still going to the stores, and I'm looking for certain products, and they are not there. Or they're very, very little of it. This has been going on an awful long time. Biden kept assuring us, you know, things were going to clear up. That was several years ago. And it's still going on. All right. We're going to take our break. When we come back, John Berlow of the Competitive Enterprise Institute about the SEC's decision to go after Coinbase.
I hate you to love me, let's please don't tease. If I can hold you, then let me squeeze. My heart goes round and round. My love goes a tumble down. You leave me breathless.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They are ISO certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They are ISO certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you. Our FreedomWorks radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on a Monday. Freedom Works. Thank you so very much for being with us. Delighted to have an old friend back, John Burlow. He's Director of Finance Policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. And he's all wound up about the Securities and Exchange Commission going after a cryptocurrency company, Coinbase. And he goes on to say that it their actions threaten not only Coinbase, but the whole concept of entrepreneurship here in our country. John, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. It's always good to be on your show.
It's always a pleasure to have you. You always have things to say, and you know what you're talking about, John. And so I do want to find out a little bit more. I am not big on cryptocurrency. I don't know much about it, except what I read in the newspapers, as Will Rogers used to say. So I want you to, first of all, will you tell me a little bit about Coinbase, and why is the SEC so upset about them?
Yes, well, Coinbase is the second largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world, and the, more importantly, the largest based in the U.S. I should disclose I'm a Coinbase shareholder in the stock, and the SEC approved its IPO 2 years ago and is basically punishing Coinbase, you know, for, and a lot of people have invested in Coinbase, including like USAA, which is the insurance company, yeah, that, which is a very conservative investor, and the US, and basically the SEC approved, greenlit, is the same, led by the same chairman 2 years ago, and now they're going after Coinbase for doing the same things, trading cryptocurrencies, as in the IPO that was approved, by suddenly declaring, and the day that they issued this complaint, you know, trying to restrain Coinbase, that some of the cryptocurrencies they were trading for arbitrary reasons as securities. But I mean, even if they were, and I think I've said on the show why I don't think they are, they shouldn't have the same regulations as stocks and bonds. It's like saying that suddenly, like if a grocery store was selling a food item, a breakfast cereals or something that had sold for years, that the government would, if the government found a problem with it, they would go after the cereal, not punish the store for selling it and try to restrain the store for selling other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, according to what the SEC seems to be doing, they deemed Coinbase to be dealing with unregistered securities. Even though, like you said, there wasn't anything that they're doing wrong, are the securities themselves that they are handling, are there problems with the securities or what?
If there are, the SEC didn't allege it. They just said they just deemed them securities and unregistered. I mean, some of these are traded around the world, like Polygon, like Filecoin is actually a token that is used to, you know, like buy more file storage. So the SEC is using this arbitrary criteria, and stretching its authority to call these securities and thus face, you know, more red tape, more regulation from the SEC. Simply because they have investment value, by that criteria, gold could be a security, gold coins, baseball cards, and comic books, because all of this are bought for and frequently sold for investment value. So it's really stretching its authority. It could come after many other types of, you know, retail and wholesale businesses, as well as commodities that may be. Bought, you know, for investment purposes.
Right, right. Now, there was a history, not a history, but there have been some situations where apparently investors into certain cryptocurrencies have had problems and lost a great deal of money. Is that part of the reason the SEC seems to be concerned about this?
Well, that is certainly the justification. I mean, there are things... people can lose a lot of money on a lot of things, including stocks, as we have seen over the past couple of years. And also, you know, there has been fraud in the crypto market with FTX, just like in the stock market. And, you know, you can punish fraud. You can also update the laws that they have, you know, charged Sam Bankman-Fried and his associates over wire fraud, simple things like that. Actually, they didn't originally charge him with security fraud for the coins he did. I think it was later revised. So there are a lot of ways you can go after fraud without shutting down legitimate businesses. There are no such charges against either Coinbase or the cryptos there. They said they say something about, like, that this they lack investor protection. That's their code for sort of their paternalism they do, but not any charges like a fraudulent behavior or deception or mishandling customer money.
Yeah, so there hasn't been any occurrence recently to supposedly kick in the SEC's concern. What you're saying is all of a sudden, sort of out of nowhere, they decide that Coinbase has got an issue?
Right, and part of it is Gary Gensler actually said he makes it clear he has an aversion of cryptocurrencies, that, you know, he goes and says the only digital currency you need is the dollar, the U.S. dollar, which is, so basically a lot of people, you know, against private crypto are sent what's called central bank digital currency, which, you know, would have the government really control the blockchain and see really a massive threat to privacy, see all the purchases that you make. So yeah, that's part of the reason.
Yeah, now, so everybody understands, Gary Gensler is the chairman of the Security and Exchange Commission.
Yeah, the Biden appointed by President Biden.
And he's appointed by President Biden. So he's what's sort of anti-crypto to begin with?
Yes, as is a lot of the administration.
Yeah.
If you look at Biden's executive orders, Janet Yellen, Leo Brainerd. So it's sort of they've actually called, you know, some of their regulatory initiatives whole of government. I think this very much fits in that, even though the SEC is supposed to be an independent agency.
Yeah. You know, there's always been this ongoing trading thing that does not involve currency, where, you know, you are able to, I forget what the term is, but for services that one person performs, he will pay to get services that somebody else performs in terms, not in currency, but in the services rendered. And then they would go back and forth. This is kind of before the internet, you know. People were trading their work services back and forth. And of course, you know, since the beginning of time, we've been doing it. But everybody's become used to having paper and metal in their hands in return for the work that they do. We just got used to it. But that doesn't mean that trading your efforts for somebody else's efforts aren't just as legitimate.
the term I think you're looking for is called barter.
Barter.
And cryptocurrency, I mean, it very much continues this tradition. Bitcoin began in 2009 as like to pay people like for technology services. And you've had things, I mean, throughout history, you sort of had alternative money. I mean, you can look at like casino tokens, arcade mm-hmm. tokens, scrip, and in mining camps, and also if people remember trading stamps
right.
or S&H green stamps from the 60s, that they were a little before my time, but I remember
not before mine. I remember them.
Yeah, and people would trade those in third party markets, even like funeral homes took them sometimes.
That's true.
Warren Buffett said when he invested in one. So this is really, we've always had sort of private money and it's alternative forms of money, and people have used it for all sorts of reasons. It's more convenient to hedge inflation. So this is, you know, trying to stamp this out now by the government is like, you know, would have been like, you know, if they had tried to ban trading stamps or green stamps in the 60s. So it's just, you know, it's you know, if you don't, it's the kind of things we should have freedom to trade in things and pursue activities, even if one person decides it's not for him or her.
We kind of do that. We do that today, believe it or not, when we go online and we go to Amazon or something like that and we buy something. We never touch the money. It comes right out of an account. So we never
really
touch the money today.
Well, there are things also like reward points and websites where you can trade those. I mean, the question is, if anything that's traded and can go up in value, I mean, are those securities? And does the SEC have jurisdiction over them? That's where the courts, I think, really need to restrain the SEC in its attempts to restrain Coinbase, and Congress needs to act as well.
Yeah. We're talking with John Berlow. He is the Director of Finance Policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're talking about the Securities and Exchange Commission and their case against Coinbase, but in reality, you know, why are they going after them? It's a form of a trading, and I was just thinking, John, you know, our dollar is on pretty shaky grounds these days. Correct? I mean, with as long as people feel that they can buy our debt, we're okay. But maybe the day will come when all of a sudden that is not the case. And I'm thinking, God forbid, of course, but if everything collapses, we go back to trading service for service. And that's kind of like what, you know, that's kind of in the realm of, you know, you're not trading dollars and coins anymore.
Well, that's a legitimate concern. And this is, you know, we've sort of set up these things where I think, you know, I think it's ultimately going to be up to what the Fed does with the dollar and how it manages it. But that's why I think people are looking both to things like precious metals like gold and to, you know, digital cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, where you have a limited amount. I think there are only 21 million units in the Bitcoin, you know, computer code. So it has that, you know, fixed commodity type of thing like, you know, precious metals. But the government, you know, too many government, you know, bureaucrats people egging them on want to stamp that out and want to go to like force people into a digital dollar, a CBDC, central bank digital currency, where the government would know exactly your transactions. And Biden's nominee, who was too much for even the Democrats, Sally Amorova, said you could actually, you know, credit or debit the accounts if the government likes or dislikes your behavior. So that's what we want to avoid. And that's basically what China, we want to avoid what China did, where they banned private currency and kind of private cryptocurrency and forcing people into the digital yuan.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm thinking as you're talking, too, about all these commissions that we set up in Washington. And sometimes maybe more times than not, they do more harm than good. They interfere with the free flow, the free market, capitalism, entrepreneurship. They get in there and they start setting up these regulations. They slow down people's desire and their ability to innovate. Your thought on that?
Very, very much so. Very much so. I mean, the government should be there to punish fraud, but I'm... otherwise should be limited to let people do what they want, so long as they're not, you know, deceiving or physically harming others. That's, you know, sort of what the limited government that, you know, our founders and Thomas Jefferson wanted, particularly at the federal level. And that's what we at the Competitive Enterprise Institute at CEI.org, I mean, promote. And we're talking about, like, what we call them the 10,000 commandments. We're tracking, you know, how many rules there are for this, and
that's
this,
right.
The Federal Register.
Yeah, you've been doing that for a while. And thank God for the Competitive Enterprise Institute. I'll tell you what, now more than ever, the way things are going, we got to get back to the idea that we are a country that was founded on free markets and entrepreneurship and capitalism. It's a dirty word all of a sudden, you know?
Right. As I wrote in George Washington Entrepreneur.
I was just going to say.
He was an entrepreneur starting it. So we were birthed in entrepreneurship.
By the way, let's slide over to your book. Tell us again, the title of the book, is it still available?
Very much available. I saw it at a local Barnes & Noble here in D.C. and available on all the online venues and physical, digital and physical. You could order it. It's George Washington Entrepreneur from St. Martin's Press.
Oh,
available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold.
I tell you what, I think it should be in every public school library and private school library. Kids need to get back to understanding who George Washington was and what our country was really founded on and what it should stand for. But in the meantime, John, thank you so much, my friend. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Always a pleasure to talk to you and talk about our work at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org.
CEI.org. Thanks, John.
Thanks so much, Paul. Really appreciate it.
All right, sir. John Berlow, all right, let's take our break. Before we take our break, I want to make sure that people, I forgot to billboard the fact that we have Andrew's Master Barbershop back with us. He's been a longtime sponsor. We love the guy. They give the greatest haircuts in Tampa Bay. We're going to go in to break. You're going to hear a spot on them. And I also want to salute Arbor Life Tree Service. Both of them are co-sponsors now of Freedom Works. And Arbor Life, whether it's tree enhancement or tree removal, I tell you, consider Arbor Life. We'll take a break. You'll hear a little bit more about them. And then when we come back, we're going to focus on the indictment of Donald Trump.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, and insect control to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISO certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back on a Monday. I'm watching Fox News Sunday yesterday morning, and they had Bill Barr, Donald Trump's attorney general, on there. And I'll tell you what, he thinks Donald Trump's in a mess of trouble right now regarding this indictment. He argues that the incident is, quote, very damning, unquote, for Trump, who has claimed that he will continue to run for president. But here's what Barr says. If even half of the indictment is true, then he's toast. Now, that's Bill Barr saying that. Now, Bill Barr also said, you know, I defended him in some of these other things, but he can't defend him on this one.
Well, I mean,
he thinks he intentionally, even from his own lawyers, is hiding and hoarding some documents that belong to the government. And he hasn't been, instead of negotiating, basically Barr said, why didn't he just turn around? These belong to the government. Turn around and give them back to him right away.
Well, that's why I guess we'll hear his side of it.
Right. But Barr says this one is a tough one. It's going to be a tough one on the Donald. So, hey, listen, guess who we have on? We got them both. We have both Ceresi brothers, God help us and God love them, Andrew and Angelo. And Andrew, first of all, I really enjoyed being with you at that Donald Trump rally in Madeira Beach. We had a grand time.
Paul, you there?
I am there. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you, Paul. Boy, I'll tell you, what that big bag of wind, huh? Bill Barr, give me a break. He was a bag of wind when he was with Trump. He turned against him then, and he's still against him now. He's part of the swamp.
Yeah, I kind of always thought that Bill Barr was a straight shooter, and maybe in his own mind he is. But he, but he really, really thinks that the Donald is in a heap of trouble on this one. Now, on the other side of the fence, Lindsey Graham was on Sunday, was on one of the talk shows Sunday, and he gave as good as he got with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. You know, Stephanopoulos was a Bill Clinton guy, right?
No, oh, definitely. He's a big liberal.
Big liberal. And so during this week, the show that Stephanopoulos hosts, he asked Lindsey Graham if he believed Trump's repeated claims that he didn't do anything wrong. And Lindsey Graham said, we live in America where a former Democratic candidate for president, Hillary Clinton, could set up a private server in her basement to conduct government business. Then Stephanopoulos began to interrupt Lindsey Graham and accuse Graham of not answering the question. And Graham said, let me finish. I'm trying to answer the question from a Republican point of view. That may not be acceptable to you. He said, I don't like that Mike Pence took classified info. I don't like that any of that. But what I don't like is a system in America where the Secretary of State, who's the Democratic candidate for president, has people take a hammer to social media devices and break them apart, apply bleach bit to a hard drive to erase emails. Anyway, it went on and on like that. And it's true. It's a two-sided system of justice here.
So there's no question about that, Paul. And you know what? You heard the way the people were talking Saturday.
Yes, I did.
You see what's going on here. People all know what's going on. It's a double-sided, it's a single-sided knife blade. The other side don't cut. We know that. They're making Trump stronger and stronger. And these indictments, they're going to go away. What they think they're doing is they're going to keep him going to trial through all the primaries and this. And it's not going to affect him. It's going to make him stronger, Paul.
It certainly seems to, for those that love Donald Trump, it's actually cementing their relationship with him. Hey, by the way, we got your brother Angelo. Angelo, you're being very patient with us here. I did want to talk, first of all, about this indictment situation. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a total farce. I think the American people are being duped by the communists in this country, the Democratic communists. They're destroying this country, and they're trying to destroy Donald Trump, and they want to just put him in jail because all they need is one felony, and he can never run for office. And they want to put him in jail. That's how determined they are to get rid of a political opponent. Yeah. This is like Banana Republic.
Did you know that even if he's convicted, there are some that say he can still run for president?
Well, yeah, I know that, but the thing is,
it would be tough, of course, but go ahead. Yeah.
But the American people right now should be marching and protesting in Washington, D.C., taking back this country. I mean, I got into a discussion with some friends yesterday, and they were saying, well, you know, when the Democrats get in, they'll do the same thing. I says, at the rate this is going, you're never going to see a Republican or another party in control of this country ever again. This is what their plan is, just to take it over. I mean, look what they're doing. They're destroying our statues, changing our religion in this country. You know, they're trying to change this country into a communist country.
Yeah. Did you either one of you listen to the show at the very start? We played Bobby Palermo's Our Heroes song, which Bobby gave to me while we were over there, when I was over there with Andrew at the Trump rally. And it's really, you know, it's dedicated to the guys that gave their lives and to the military that keep our country what it is. We always need to talk about them. It's a great song, and Bobby's got Make America Great Again, his own song that we're trying to get Donald Trump to listen to, because if he hears it, we think he might even want to play it as his theme song. But we had a great time over there, Angelo, at the rally. And I wanted to tell you, Andrew, everybody, you know what the difference is between a rally like for Donald Trump and a rally like for some liberal? The people that are at the rally are courteous. They keep the place clean. They're friendly. I mean, if you ever go to one of these liberal things, first of all, it looks like a toilet when you after they've gone. But not with a Trump rally. Everything was clean and neat.
You mean the flipping of cars and all the free stuff that comes out of those broken windows in the stores?
That's kind of indicative.
There was a great article today in the Times about the Trump. Oh, no, there wasn't.
No, there wasn't.
No,
right.
There's nothing in there.
They ignored it. Andrew, go ahead. Go ahead. Sure.
Paul, you know what? I tell you, the only trouble I thought I might have saw Saturday was that I had you and Sparky in the car at the beginning at the same time. I was like, oh, my God, what did I do here?
No, not at all. Now, listen, we had a grand talk. We enjoyed each other. We don't 100% disagree. Nobody agree. But we both are on the same side. And we're both conservative. We both want to see this country do well. No, I love Sparky. He's a great guy. Had a wonderful talk with him.
Are you guys the trifecta there?
We hit it off. We actually hit it off, you know. We were talking a little bit about who was electable and who was not. We talked about Ron DeSantis, you know that. And we talked about Trump. Hey, that's what makes this country great. We have that ability to talk about it.
You know that I'm doing the barber pole at the barber shop, don't you?
I do.
Okay. Well, I can tell you the count of the last 2 weeks. Trump is at 48 votes, and Ron DeSantis is at 27.
Wow, it's almost twice.
And these are people that voted for Trump two times, okay, in my shop. That I can guarantee you. But Ron is still able to take certain people away. So I'm going to do this for 2 more weeks, and then I'm going to see what the total is there. Then I'm going to let it go for 2 months and do it again and see if things are changing.
That's a very interesting poll. We should tell everybody that if you go, and by the way, we welcome Andrew back as a sponsor of Andrew Freedom Works. But if you go and get a great haircut over there, guys, I'm telling you, it's the best place. I've never found a better place. They're so good. But anyway, you go in there, and he's got cardboard stand-ups of both Trump and DeSantis, and you go to either one, and you can mark which one you would vote for. So
it's
a kick.
Yeah, it's going to be the most accurate poll that you're going to get. This is going to be better than Fox polls, any of them, because, like I said, everybody in here voted for Trump twice.
Yeah,
and if he's able to take people away, that's showing the power he's getting.
You know, I don't know of anybody that voted for Trump that is watching all that's going on, even as far as today or yesterday, that has decided, well, you know, I've had enough. I'm going to vote for somebody else. Because it's starting to make you think, folks. If these people want him out and don't want him back so bad, why? Why is it that they don't want him back? They won't come out and say it, but they don't want him back because
he exposed them.
Exactly. And he is going to let us know. He lets us know what's going on. He's showed us the corruption in there that's going on. And they don't want him back.
Here was the thing. When I was talking with Sparky, Sparky is a great guy, by the way, and a friend of Andrew's. And Sparky and Andrew and I drove over to Madeira Beach. Anyway, I was talking with them about whether or not Donald Trump, with all the great things he did as president, would be able to garner more votes. Because in the last election, apparently, Biden got 10 million more votes than Trump. Now, can Trump get extra people over to his side? I know that Biden is going to lose a lot. Would they vote for Trump? And that was kind of what, right, Andrew? We were going back and forth about that.
There's no question about it. And, Paul, you know, it's like Ed said, well, the people that are sitting here saying that they're going to switch, you know, they want Ron instead, are because they've been brainwashed already by the news. Trump can't win, mm-hmm. and he's got all this baggage.
That's
and you
right.
know what? You can have a woman that's got six kids, and some guy's still going to marry her with all that extra baggage, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Okay? Need I say more? Trump can have all the baggage that he wants, and this is all phony baggage that they're putting against him. And the smart people are realizing this, and I do yell at the customers that, you know, I try to incite my intelligence down as far as what Trump is doing.
Yeah.
Believe me.
No, I absolutely understand. Absolutely understand, and I agree with your whole thought. I'm just, as I said, I'm worried that possibly he's not going to be able to guard, you know, he's got to get more votes than Biden, and I'm a little worried about, even though Biden is a walking zombie.
I don't even know where Biden's going to be in a year and a half.
I hope enough people have realized that.
I mean, honestly, Paul, in the last 6 months, he's really,
oh yeah,
really deteriorated. He's staring off into space
yeah.
now.
Oh, yeah.
He's still walking the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
Falling down. What else do you need? Do you need him to flop on his back like a fish for a couple of minutes?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's...
Absolutely, I agree with you. But will enough people use common sense to realize that this guy is no good for our country?
That's, I mean, honestly, the question was brought. People, would you hire this guy to run your cashier, to be your head cashier at your business?
I wouldn't have him walk my dog.
Listen, guys, you're forgetting one thing here, okay? Paul, you're going on the assumption that Biden won that election fair and square with the votes.
I don't know how fair and square it was.
I'm on the assumption that Trump got screwed.
Yeah, and I think there was a lot of hanky-panky. Here's the deal. He lost by 10 million votes, and the question to me is, was there enough of that hanky-panky to honestly, you know, turn the election? That's all I...
Well, you could look at the 10 o'clock in the evening graph. When everything shut down, Trump was way ahead. Then all of a sudden, it looked like somebody watered the wire, and the line went straight up for Biden.
It was very fishy. Angelo, don't mean to cut you out on this. Do you think we're gonna have a Trump-Biden presidential race again, or do you think Biden's not going to make it, and Trump might be in jail, or what do you think?
Well, right now, if the American people have their way, I think Trump will be the president. It'll be Biden and Trump again, because why are the Democrats going to all this trouble to try to put him in jail? And when Trump says that they cheated, he's right. The Democrats, during the pandemic and, you know, afterwards, went to the courts to change election laws. And the courts cannot change election laws. Only the state legislatures can.
That's true.
When the Democrats can't get their way, right, because most of the state houses have Republican legislators, right?
Most of them do, yes.
Okay, so the only way they can do things is to try to go to the courts, right? And the courts, like I said, do not and cannot legislate election laws. And that's a form of cheating by going to the courts. They go to these Democratic appointed judges, or Democratic elected judges, and, you know, they're going to go along with their party. They're the progressives, and they see what is going on, and it's, you know, it's very corrupt. I mean, there's no way that they should have been having that done.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the American people have no sense or understanding of how this country operates or how the elections are done. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't teach it anymore in school.
No, they don't.
And you know,
I think we're more ignorant overall than we've ever been in this country. I hate to say that, but we can barely write and read coming out of high school now.
Well, because they want to teach critical race theory. Yeah. They want to teach gender identity.
We've lost our way.
We've lost everything in this country. We've lost it. And how are we going to take it back? Because just like in a union contract, once you lose something, you never get it back. How are we going to get this country back?
Think about what we're talking about, too. On our upcoming election, our two leading candidates, one could possibly be in jail, and the other one could possibly be in a convalescent home.
Think about it.
You're already in one.
God.
What do the Chinese think about this? Or the communist?
What do you
Chinese?
Have to say about that, President Biden? He's in between puddings right now.
Can the person running for president that is either not in jail or in a rest home raise their hand?
Can you imagine the beginning of the press conference? Do you accept a phone call from the state prison? You gotta laugh at
reverse
this.
The charges,
you
please.
Gotta laugh at this stuff.
Yeah, you do.
How about our military? You think our military can win a war?
No, we're totally unprepared.
You know, the other day I had to go to the VA clinic and everything like that. Right there in the lobby is the rainbow flag.
Wow. Right? You're kidding.
So you should have ripped it right down.
You're kidding.
No. In the VA lobby building? The rainbow flag. I mean, they should just stay out of it.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Put the American flag. You know, if you want to be transgender, fine. Don't go doing this and do that. You want to have a flag? Have the American flag. You're transgender. You're an American citizen.
You know,
they put labels on all these people, pronouns, this and that.
Speaking of the rainbow flag, did you see that picture that was in
at the White House?
They had the rainbow flag in the center. They had the U.S. flag on the side.
Right.
That almost violates the protocol of using our flag.
Listen, Paul, I got to say one thing. This whole movement they're doing with the transgenders and the gays and everything else, do you know what they're proving? And I can't believe the women are standing for this. They are proving that men do everything better than women. They got the men beating them in swimming. They got the men beating them in running.
That's horrible.
They got the men beating them in wrestling. They got men beating them in beauty pageants.
I keep asking, where is the Me Too movement?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Hey guys, I hate to cut it off. It's been so interesting. We could go on for hours, but I gotta cut it. I want to thank both of you. Andrew, thanks for coming back as a sponsor, by the way.
You got it, buddy.
I love being with you. I love you, man. Angelo, the same to you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Be good.
Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you.
Hi.
All right, let's do a real shorty. And then when we come back, we got a very interesting top 10 for you. Stay tuned.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
If you own a home, I bet you're flooded with tree service mailers. So who do you call? ArborLife Tree Service is my choice. When I needed a bunch of trees taken down, they did it safely and at a great price. But ArborLife not only removes trees, they plant trees, they trim them, they prune, they spray, and they fertilize as well. They are ISO certified, they're veteran owned. I'm telling you, you can't go wrong. Call them for a free estimate. 727-330-1999. That's 727-330-1999. ArborLife Tree Service. They really will go out on a limb for you. Our Freedom Works radio show has been proud these many years to be sponsored by what I think is the best men's barbershop in Tampa Bay, Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin. You'll get exactly the cut you desire and get it at the best price in Pinellas County. The staff is expert in quality haircuts, and the shop is always clean, sparkling, and attractive. And Andrew's Master Barbershop is easy to get to, just north of State Road 580 Main Street on Overcash Drive in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, so men, call for your appointment, 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Final segment. Thanks for being with us. By the way, we're here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Tantalk Radio Network. Freedom Works. But thanks to Ed. If you can't listen live, go to our website, OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Ed's got all our shows on podcast. Click on the podcast button, and away you go. All right, Ed. Time for our top 10. This is the top 10 deadliest diseases in the world. It comes from the World Health Organization, all right? Let's see if you'll know what number one is.
Now, make sure you listen to all. The bad ones are going to be older, but go ahead.
Yeah, indeed. All right, here we go. Number 10. It's really not a disease, but they put it as number 10, the WHO. Preterm birth complications. Although not a disease, an estimated 1 million infants are lost due to prematurity and low birth weight. All right. All right, number 9. Diabetes mellitus. It's characterized by the pancreatic cells no longer or barely producing insulin, or the production is minuscule. In type 2, this is type 2 diabetes, I guess. Oh, no, this is type 1 diabetes. Then there's type 2 diabetes, which isn't as bad, but type 1 cannot be cured. All right, number eight is tuberculosis. Believe it or not, it's still going on.
Wow.
Remember, it used to be a huge disease back in the 1800s.
We don't even remember.
I know.
Like I was there.
I wasn't there either, but you know what I mean. If you read in history, tuberculosis was huge. Civil War, tuberculosis, big deal. Number seven, respiratory cancers. This class of disease, including lung, tracheal, and bronchial cancers. Main cause of these cancers, pollution by smoking, secondhand smoking, and other carcinogens. Number 6, would you believe AIDS is still a big deal?
Yeah.
HIV/AIDS is still a big deal worldwide. We know a lot about that.
Sort of controllable, though. Isn't
it is controllable, yeah. But worldwide, it's lots of places where it's not being treated correctly.
Yeah.
Number 5. Diarrheal diseases. Now, diarrhea, characterized by excreting waste matter more than 3 times a day. And, you know, people actually lose the body fluids. You dry up.
Yeah. Well, dehydrated.
You get dehydrated. It claims over 2 million lives a year. All right, number 4. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. This disease affects the lungs. The main cause of COPD is tobacco use, including secondhand smoke. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 3, lower respiratory infections. LRI includes influenza, bronchitis, and pneumonia. The flu season is a big problem time. All right. Number 2, stroke. A stroke occurs when an artery supplying blood is blocked or leaked, all right? What do you think is number 1, Ed?
Just by staying with the strokes go usually by a heart attack.
That's it.
Heart disease.
Yes, sir. Coronary artery disease. It's a condition where vessels supplying blood become narrowed. It contributes to about 13% of all deaths globally. So there you are. All right, thank you so much for being with us. We'll be back on Wednesday. Meantime, remember, freedom works.
Hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.